Hello and welcome to the podcast.
Breakfast on Midlands 183 with thanks to Tullamore Credit Union's current account, tullamorecu.ie.
Good morning, Cameron Clark. How are you?
Good morning.
Long time no see.
I know. I think it's been 5 weeks.
It has been. Is that five? Is it
think,
really that long?
I think
long?
It's been 5 weeks since I've done a morning shift.
Yeah, that's
been
right.
Been here early.
Yeah.
Talking to you. I've missed it tremendously.
Well, you know something. I'll tell you what, right? This is for you, Cameron, and only for you. You listening?
I'm listening.
You ready for this? Your headphones on?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, I tell you what, in 3, 2, 1.
Guess who's back?
Yes.
Back again.
Cameron's back.
I am back.
Tell a friend.
Yeah.
So tell a friend what happened to you.
I decided I would relive my youth and go back to playing basketball, you know, my youth at the age of 24,
mm-hmm.
and go back to playing basketball. And I don't want to say I was knocked out of the air because it kind of incriminates somebody, but I was lightly nudged while in the air.
That's nicer.
To a point where, lightly nudged to a point where I needed to stick my arm out above my head on the way down to make sure I didn't crack my skull. But I instead cracked my elbow in many a way. And smashed it to pieces.
Oh my goodness. You don't do things by halves, Cameron, do
no,
you?
No, well, look, if I'm going to break something, I might as well at least break it properly.
Go hard or go home.
Yeah, well, if I was to come back and, you know, show people an x-ray and it's like, it doesn't look that bad. But now I have an x-ray that I show people and every single time they've seen it, their response is, ew.
I seen it. It looks like a cartoon drawing of ball and
does.
Socket being
removed. Yeah, no, really, really does. I've had nurses and I've had consultants just amazed.
You know it's bad
how badly I broke it.
Yeah, when a doctor or consultant goes, ooh.
Yeah, yeah, like when a medical expert is like, oh, that's really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, does you know, kind of, you know, feels good in some way that's like, at least I did it properly. But then I'm like, oh, this is going to make real problems for me later in life.
You're on the mend though, anyways.
I'm on the mend.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
Mm-hmm. You have this weird contraption wrapped around your arm.
Yeah, I kind of have a bit of a Terminator situation going on here.
It looks really cool.
For anyone that's seen the Marvel movies, I look like Bucky, the Winter Soldier at the moment with the metal arm. It looks a little bit like that. However, it's not as cool as that because it does stop me from moving my arm.
Which you need.
I do.
Obviously.
Yeah, it turns out.
Simple tasks in life.
It turns out
perform.
when you go 24 years of your life using both arms, I would say somewhat effectively, being reduced to one is quite the hassle.
I'd say
the biggest issues, you know, like simple things like I can't cut food at the moment. It's like I can't go through the process of stabbing whatever it is I need to cut with a fork before cutting it with my right hand. I can't hold the fork in place. I can't tie my shoelaces, so I'm currently wearing a pair of runners that are slightly too big.
Undo your shoelaces for the crack when you're not looking.
No, please don't. It's a great difficulty. So my shoelaces have been tied for 5 weeks straight and all I'm doing is just slipping into my shoes because I'm 24 and don't own a pair of Velcro shoes, as some people have suggested.
Well, maybe you should.
No.
Maybe you're getting old now. You want to give up the basketball.
Well, look, okay, this is what I mean, okay? If I have one arm and can still wear laced shoes, there's no need for anybody to wear Velcro shoes.
Look, I tell you what. We put it, a lot of people have got in touch, wonder, where's Cameron? How's Cameron? Is Cameron okay?
That's very nice.
So, it is lovely.
I am okay.
He is okay.
Yeah.
And I got in touch with Ed Sheeran. And I said to Ed Sheeran, look, you know what I mean? Cameron needs a bit of cheering up. Could you maybe rework one of your classics to cheer him up a little bit?
Okay.
Okay.
When your arms don't work like they used to before, and I can't even brush my teeth.
There you go.
Okay, well, I'd like to clarify, I can brush my teeth. I still have my right arm. But that's very nice, Ed. I just wish he consulted with me to learn about my troubles first before
lies. It was hard enough to get Ed Sheeran out to do that, to be honest with you. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll take what I can get.
You can take what you can get. Anyways, Cameron, thanks a mil for that. Going to play a song. Sorry, Cameron. It was really inappropriate. Sorry.
You got in touch with somebody else there.
Yeah. No, I shouldn't have played that song. Let's go for another song. Right. Okay. What do we have here? Any more appropriate songs for Cameron? No, Cameron. Sorry. Sorry about that. Sorry. Goodness me. Right. And next one. Right. What would he have? What do we have? Do we have any? Just a non-inappropriate song. God, Cameron, I'm sorry. This shouldn't have happened, honestly.
Yeah, the studio's falling apart a bit in here.
Actually,
technical difficulties.
Here's Dasha. This has to be a little bit better. It's Austin. It's Midlands 103.
It's a great song.
No radio? It's fine. You can get the full show Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands103.com, or you can download the free app from, I don't know, wherever you get your apps, I suppose. Yeah. Ariana Grande, Yes, and Midlands 103. Peter Dunne with you. Welcome to Good Friday, by the way. Welcome to the 29th of the 3rd in the year 2024. Hope you're well. 083 3010 103. When you want to text or WhatsApp, as usual, would love to hear from you. You can get us online, midlands103.com. Check out all the socials as well. Facebooks, the Instagrams, the TikToks, X, the full whack. Any plans for Easter? Doing anything nice over the long weekend? Are you going to scoff a lot of Easter eggs? Are you going to indulge? Well, a doctor in the UK has been told to mind his own business after warning people not to eat a whole Easter egg in one sitting. His name is Dr. Andrew Kelso. He works for the NHS and said many people don't realise that an average Easter egg contains around 3/4 of an adult's recommended daily calorie intake. He said people should enjoy their chocolate treats over the bank holiday weekend, but don't overdo it. There's always a killjoy out there, isn't there? There's always a killjoy. So don't eat your Easter egg in one sitting. Yeah. I'd like to add my name to that list of people who've been telling him to mind his own business. Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Midlands 103. Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights. That's good Friday music right there, isn't it?
Yeah, and I can't hear it, Peter. Yeah. Do you want to know why?
Well, stick on your headphones.
I've got a bone to pick with you, actually, about my headphones. So, as you know, I'm one-handed at the moment.
Yes.
And to further obstruct me, you have left a chair and your jacket and your hat in the way of my headphones.
There you go.
Which are also buried under your desk.
I didn't bring a hat today.
Well, yes, you did.
Did I? Oh, I did, yeah. You're right. That was shoved him. Actually, have a look through that pocket. Have a look through my pockets.
I don't know if I want to do this.
Just going to show you the random things I bring with me.
It's all right. There's nothing in there.
Okay, well, there's another pocket.
Yeah, I'm not going through that one. Okay. I don't want to find what's in there.
There's a reflector off a child's bicycle. There is also a pair of gloves. And there's an instrument for construction in there as well. That's right, okay, I'll tell you what. No.
Let's get the bad dad gags.
Yeah, let's get the bad dad gags. Yeah.
Got a bit off track there.
Yeah. So, big shout to Kev. Kev said, did you know it's illegal to laugh out loud in Hawaii? You know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you have You have to keep it to aloha. You get it? Aloha.
Not a great sense of humour over there on the islands.
Love it, Kev. Love it, Kev.
It's a good one.
This is from Ian in Kilcormac. Right, okay. Ian's taking the blame for this, not me.
Okay. Right, Ian, so I need to be worried about this one.
How do you make holy water? You boil the hell out of it. Happy Easter, Ian. Have a good one.
Are you allowed to say that today?
That's why he sent it in, because of today.
I feel like today is the one day you really shouldn't be saying
that,
like
Ian?
That.
Do you hear that, Ian?
Keep it for another week, Ian. Too soon.
Brian texts in, he said, I had an argument with a guy in a pub who claims he was a pop star in the 80s. I didn't believe it, but he was adamant. Get it? Adamant. You don't get that, Karen.
I don't get that.
Adamant was a pop star in the 80s. Ah. And he was adamant. Adamant.
That's many a year before my time.
Cameron, come on.
Don't boo me. Don't boo me. I wasn't alive.
Well, you should be cultured.
Are you cultured?
Of course
I'm
cultured.
Name three of his songs right now.
No,
don't look it up. Name three of his songs.
No,
I'm getting back to
Bad Dad Gags.
One. You can't do it. Don't call me out.
Moving on.
Yeah, we are. Ridiculous.
I got a text off my landlord. He said, we need to talk about why your heating bill is so high. I said, it's fine. Call in anytime. My door's always open. That's a good bad
That is
dad
a good
gag,
one. I like that one. That's, yeah.
Text in here. Lads, I've been banned from the secret cooking society.
Oh, no.
I kept spilling the beans. What do you call a snowman with a six pack?
I don't know.
An abdominal snowman.
Oh, these are great.
These are brilliant today. Let's give you one more, okay?
Okay.
I had a stack of toilet rolls fall on me when I was shopping the other day.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was okay. Just some soft tissue damage. Oh, Cameron, have a brilliant bank holiday weekend, won't you?
You too.
Enjoy it. And in the meantime, Justin Timberlake plays right now Selfish, which is something you're not, Cameron.
No, indeed, indeed. Good luck.
Have a good one. Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103. Mammies of the Midlands, what embarrasses your kids the most? Mammies don't embarrass their kids, do they? No. Well, kissing kids in front of their friends is the most embarrassing thing mammies can do. That comes from the children themselves. Yes, a recent survey has revealed the second is singing really badly. Nothing wrong with mammies singing. Followed by telling children off in public. Well, if you did something bold, you know what I mean? What else can you do? Having their face wiped clean came in fourth. Youngsters are also left blushing by their mammies dancing, road rage and nicknames for them. Yeah, but 94% of primary age kids said they have a super mum. There you go. 94% say super mum. I had one of them moments myself the other day. Bring my little lad off in the car. And I got him into the car, strapped him in and everything, and I just looked and I went, oh, he's got sauce on his face. So I'm not taking him out, bringing him back in to clean. But we're in a hurry anyways, we'll be late. So I just licked me thumb and I wiped his cheek and he goes, ugh, daddy, ugh. And it was at that moment I knew I was turning into my mammy. Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103. Morning, Cameron. Hope you're well.
Morning, Peter. I'm just wrestling with my headphones here.
Well, you do only have one hand, so you know what I mean.
Well, that's not the issue at hand here, so to speak.
Issue at hand, get it?
It's more that you've trapped my headphone wire underneath your desk.
Yeah, I do.
Very inconsiderate for a man with only one arm.
Hold on for a sec. Who cleaned up your lunch when you dropped it the other day?
You did that, in fairness.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
I'm still upset about that. Not about you cleaning it up, but me dropping my lunch.
Cameron dropped his lunch on the floor.
Full lunch as well, I'd like to add.
Yeah.
Yeah, the entire thing.
Meatballs, everything on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Steam caught my hand and just flinched, and then it was upside down on the floor.
Well, you think you've problems. What about Sam Smith? Sam Smith has an infestation problem. Do you know that?
Does he?
Yeah, he's mice. You know when you have mice in the attic and you can hear the scratching? You know, that kind of,
yeah.
But he has different types of mice. His mice keep him awake because they're crying.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, it is true. Yeah. He finds himself lying awake in bed at night thinking, why are mice so emotional?
Why are mice so emotional?
What?
I don't think that's what they meant in the lyric.
Why are mice so emotional? Crying. Poor Sam Smith. Can't get a weakest link.
Somebody should have told Sam Smith that a song is not the right way to address this problem. And what
Rent
they need.
Rent-a-kill. That's what you need.
That's what they need.
You're
an
right.
exterminator.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Making songs out of it.
What's that
going
to do?
Exactly. Yeah, that's not going to get rid of
mice. The mice aren't going to understand.
They're just going to cry at his lyrics about how sad he is. two lads from Daft Punk, Thomas and Guy, they came up with the name for their biggest hit when Thomas wanted to get a takeaway and Guy didn't. You know that?
What's their biggest hit?
Come on, everybody knows it.
I think I know it, but I don't want to say the wrong one because I think they have two.
No, their biggest one. Now, Thomas was going, come on, let's get a takeaway.
Okay.
And Guy was going, no, I'm giving up takeaways.
Okay.
And he said, come on, just one more tie. Just
one more tie.
Just one more tie. Just one more tie takeaway.
Now, are you sure he's not asking for a chicken tie?
No, it's definitely a time takeaway, 100%. Yeah, I rang him this morning, just to clarify. Come here, did you ever lose your toothpick?
Lose it?
Yeah, did you ever lose it? It's really annoying when you lose a toothpick.
What do you mean lose
As
it?
As in
like,
you can't find your toothpick. You know what I mean? Actually, Fine Young Cannibals got so annoyed with losing their toothpick.
Right.
They wrote a song about it.
Really?
Toothpick, where have you gone? Come on, everybody knows this. Toothpick, where have you gone?
Toothpick, where
Do you know what the problem is with doing this game on those older songs? The music is always so much louder than the vocals. You can't hear a word they're saying anyway.
No, of course you can. It's clear. It's Toothpick. Where Have You Gone? Simple as.
That's open to subjection.
Let's give you one more.
All right.
Florence and the Machine. Do you know what the machine is they're referring to?
I don't. Is it Florence?
Florence and the Machine.
She's not like talking about herself in the third person.
No.
Okay, no, I don't know which member is the machine.
It's a lawnmower.
So it's not a member of the band.
No, they're talking about a lawnmower.
Okay.
So herself and the other half, they get into awful rows. Awful rows.
Typical.
As you can imagine.
Yeah, typical.
But the especially around this time of year, the weather is nice.
Spring. Yeah, it's when the work needs to be done.
Exactly.
Yeah. And spring cleaning and all that.
Yes. And then she can be heard giving out to him.
Right.
In the backyard. Neighbours will be listening over the fence. Because she keeps shouting at him, "You cut the lawn. You cut the lawn. You cut the lawn. You cut the lawn."
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that one. Yeah. Now, in fairness, she raises a good point, because there's nothing worse than driving past a yard, springing into April here as we are, and the grass hasn't been cut in 8 months.
Nah. Don't cut it till May. Do not cut your grass till May. Absolutely.
Why?
Absolutely. But let it grow. Let it. Otherwise, spring's half over by then. Never mind that. Yeah.
You're siding with Florence's partner on this one.
Absolutely.
You're on the wrong side of this argument.
See, Cameron, lads stick together. Lads have this theory that we don't cut the lawn till May, okay? We're trying to save the bees and help the environment.
You're
trying
to be lazy.
Kind of stuff. Not at all. So when the women are shouting at you cut the lawn. I'm not cutting the lawn till May. Simple as.
Hear that, folks? Peter Dunn. The laziest man in the Midlands.
I'm not lazy. I'm just trying to help the bees. That's all I'm trying to do. Simple as. Trying to make this life a little bit easy for the lads.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, whatever.
Chat to you tonight, Gavin.
Good luck.
Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103. There's a good Friday feel-good throwback for you, Hanson. Mbop, Midlands 103. Is Peter Dunn with you? Good morning. There is an absolutely beautiful soul who writes into us on The Breakfast Show every so often. We only know her name as Nana. And I think Nana is... Sorry for revealing your age, Nana. I think she's about 86. No, she's about 84, I think. My maths is brutal, Nana. And she writes in every so often. It's one of the most beautiful things. She doesn't text or WhatsApp. She writes into the show. And she wrote into me the other day. And she, in the envelope, she popped in €10. And that was €10 towards our fundraising campaign for Barristown Children's Charity. It was absolutely one of the most sweetest things ever. Nana, thank you so much for that. You are an absolutely incredible soul. And what we said from the start, we weren't going to take cash. Because we were just going to do online donations, because it'll go straight to the charity. So very clean, straight to the charity, no mess. But Nana, I've put up your donation. It's on our iDonate page now, so you can go on and see it if you like. And your name is on it as Nana. But thank you so much. It's such a beautiful gesture. Absolutely lovely. And we're trying to raise as much as we can for Barristown Children's Charity. We're training for a marathon, something I never, ever, ever wanted to do in my entire life. Hated the thoughts of it. But we're 2 weeks shy this Sunday. And as well as that, we want you, business owners, to help a very worthy cause. Because we want to auction off Will Faulkner. Well, Midlands Today, you know. So we want Midlands Today to come from your business premises or wherever. If you got something coming up, if you got like maybe an anniversary, a work anniversary or something like that you want to celebrate, then we'd love to be there and be involved, and we'd love to bring Midlands Today to your business. So get your business and services promoted with the Midlands Most Listened to Radio Show, broadcasting from your premises, and all proceeds will go directly to the charity. So you can get bidding now, okay? You could text or WhatsApp bid to win, and the amount you're bidding to 083 3010 103. Now this is worth, I think, over €3,000, okay? So you could get it for €500. You could get it for €1,000, €1,500, €2,000. Whatever. But we want you to get bidding now. Text bid to win. And the amount you're bidding to bring Midlands today to your business. 083 30 10 103. We promise it'll be an absolutely special show, as always. But you can text a bid right now. Or you can drop us a comment on Facebook or get in touch. We don't mind, because it's all for a good cause. We're supporting Barrystown Children's Charity. And bidding finishes in less than 2 weeks. Okay? 083 30 10 103. No radio? It's fine. You can get the full show Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands103.com, or you can download the free app from, I don't know, wherever you get your apps, I suppose. The Simpsons have done it again, you know that? So, you may have noticed that after the guts of 700 episodes, The Simpsons have managed to predict what will happen in the future, including the likes of Donald Trump as president. But they've done it again. There seems to be a bit of a conspiracy theory and all that kind of stuff around The Simpsons as well. But no, producer Al Jean reckons it has to be just a coincidence. They've predicted that Cypress Hill will perform with the London Symphony Orchestra. It's a 1996 episode called Homer Palooza, where he's travelling with a circus, Homer, taking a cannonball to the stomach. You might remember this episode, but I often thought this would be a good idea, but now it has come through. It's this part right here.
Hello, bands. Who is playing with the London Symphony Orchestra? Come on, people. Somebody order the London Symphony Orchestra. Possibly while high. Cypress Hill, I'm looking in your direction.
Hey, man, did we order an orchestra? What's up with this orchestra? Where'd the orchestra come from?
I don't know, man.
Tell me about this, man.
We gotta do something. Yeah, we think we did. Do you know Insane in the Brain?
We mostly know classical, but we could give it a shot.
This I like.
That does actually sound brilliant, in fairness. I agree with Marge. This I do like. But yeah, so Cypress Hill are going to team up with the London Symphony Orchestra, and they've thanked The Simpsons because they said it would not have happened without The Simpsons predicting it again. Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Midlands 103, weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights. Cameron, quick one for you, right? You're allowed to purchase any piece of movie memorabilia. What do you choose?
I've no budget.
You've no budget. No, go for it.
The Men in Black mind wiper.
Oh, the little pen.
Yeah, I'm going to use it on myself so I can forget ever meeting you.
Ah, that's nice. That's lovely. We could use it on each other and then meet each other and then just not like each other. How's that?
I wonder if it'd go the opposite way and if we'd become best friends.
Yeah, that'd be cool, actually.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I dislike you very much at the moment.
Why?
Just in general.
Ah, thank you, Cameron. Always what I want to hear at 8:30 of a Tuesday morning.
Is it cheating to say like a lightsaber from Star Wars? Because I know they don't really exist, but...
Yeah. It'd be nice if something... Yeah. But of course, like, can you imagine getting a lightsaber and going, we've no batteries, looking at the bottom of a gun?
I feel like lightsabers don't need batteries.
They're powered by...
The Force.
The Force, obviously. Yeah.
Do I get the Force with the lightsaber? Is it a package deal?
No, it's probably...
It doesn't happen in Star Wars, I know, but...
It's a Duracell battery, Cameron. Come on, let's call a spade here.
To be fair, if I had a lightsaber, I think I'd be more than happy to go and buy a few batteries.
Yeah. How long would the last, though? Probably not too long. Yeah.
Probably not long.
No.
You'd need some futuristic batteries. Like a small nuclear reactor in the bottom of the lightsaber.
So the Heritage Auctions treasures from Planet Hollywood event. So Harrison Ford's whip from Temple of Doom sold for €484,000. His whip. Imagine going
it's
home.
It's a boring choice.
Imagine going home and saying, I bought a whip. Right, okay.
£500,000.
Yeah, £500,000 in the whip.
Bargain.
Oh, God.
What do you... You probably
well,
don't use it.
She'd get half of it anyways.
Yeah.
Because proceedings would start after that.
I'm assuming you don't... If you pay something like that for an object like that, you don't use it. You just...
No,
put
you
it
just
in a frame.
Yeah, but show people. Like, come in and have a look at the whip.
This is my problem. Okay, I don't think I'd buy movie memorabilia if I couldn't use it. You're paying to display something.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. If you use it, you're probably devaluing it anyways.
Yeah, but it depends on if you're looking to resell it or... If I've no budget, I'm probably not looking to resell it because, buying it because it's cool.
Because you've got a lot of money anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Jack Nicholson's axe from The Shining.
That yeah, sold I figured that'd be a high... Yeah,
115,000 euro.
Just go down to any hardware store and buy an axe. Probably do the same job.
Tobey Maguire's black suit from Spider-Man 3. You'd love that.
Now, that is a good one.
You would love that.
See, that one's unique. It's not just a whip. It's not an axe.
It's a suit.
Yeah, it's a suit.
You could wear it. You know what I mean? Special occasions, weddings, funerals, all that kind of stuff.
Trying to think, does he like ruin the black suit in the movie?
I don't know.
I can't remember. I haven't seen that one in a long time.
But you know what sold for over 600,000 euro?
Can you tell me the movie and I'll try and guess?
Titanic.
Don't the door.
The door. Hey, well done, exactly. The door sold for over 600,000 euro.
Yeah, there's nothing else that would
sell. The door that saved herself, Kate Winslet.
That had plenty of room for Leonardo DiCaprio.
Wouldn't it be the first thing you do when you get home?
Try and get someone Leonardo DiCaprio size and be like, I'm going to sit on this door. Will you do me a favour? Will you also sit on this door?
Exactly. Yeah. Call the wife. Come in here. Lie down. You ready? Yeah, would have been fine.
Now, that's
ridiculous.
A good reason to buy movie memorabilia.
I agree with you 100%.
Post a little TikTok. That's definitely going viral if you post that on TikTok.
Definitely. 100%.
You're probably getting, I don't know, who makes Titanic? You're definitely getting a cease and desist from them being like, oi, stop that.
Yeah, give it up. Yeah.
You're ruining our movie.
I tell you what, I'll put in 300,000 euro. You put in 3, and we'll buy that door just to disprove that theory.
Okay.
How's that? We'll go for it, yeah?
Yeah, and then we'll get sued.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
100%.
But look, it'd be worth it.
Well, we'll have to rob a bank first in order to do it. But,
we can do that if we have a lightsaber. We can just go straight through the vault.
Ah, I love it.
Yeah, so first thing we'll do is use our non-budget to get a lightsaber.
Brilliant.
We'll go acquire some cash.
Absolutely, yes.
From an undisclosed location. Yeah. Then we can buy the door legally.
Sorted.
Yeah.
Sorted. What a plan.
Yeah. And then we'll probably have money left over to fight the court case.
Yeah. I hope this doesn't go out on air, by the way.
I won't worry about
it. Well, you're missing the music. You can get the show in full weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. on Midlands 103. Pink, Midlands 103, what about us? Peter with you, good morning. I asked you a question here a few minutes ago, which was, what TV show would you love to see making a comeback? Hi, Peter. I'd love to see Mailbag making a comeback. I used to love that. Do you remember Mailbag? Yeah, Arthur Murphy was the presenter. He was brilliant. He was so funny, so witty, wasn't he? That was gas. That was absolute gas. Hi, Peter. I used to enjoy watching Nighthawks with Che Healy. That's right, Nighthawks. That was on... It was Network 2 at the time, wasn't it? Yeah. Or Where in the World. Do you remember Where in the World? Yeah. That was another one. That was presented by Marty Whelan first, wasn't it? And then Trees of Low presented it for a while as well. That's right. Hi, Peter. I used to love Garda Patrol. Oh, do you remember Garda Patrol? Do you remember this theme tune? Oh, yes. Hello and welcome to Garda Patrol. Oh, God. When I was young, I remember watching that when I was younger. And I forget the guy who presented it. There was... Gard presented it, but he was nearly crying when he was talking. And I, honest to God, in my young innocence, I was convinced that everything that he was talking about that was stolen on him. I used to watch the program every week going, that poor guy is so unfortunate. Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Midlands 103, weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights. It's Wednesday. Schools are off, but our education never stops here on The Breakfast Show. Fantastic facts. Good morning, Cameron. Hope you're well.
Good morning, Peter.
Did you know, Cameron, that if the human eye was a digital camera, it would have 576 megapixels? That is incredible. So what's your phone? What's your phone at the moment? Your phone's like 20-something, 30 megapixels?
Do you know what, Peter? I don't know. I feel like they don't advertise it anymore.
Cameras are just so good.
Just doing some research real quick.
You take your time there, Cameron.
Yeah, I will.
The good people at Midlands are not busy at this moment in time.
Hang on,
just take your time.
Hang on. 12.
12? Is that all?
12.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, 12.
You need a new phone, Cameron, seriously.
What do you mean? This is a new phone.
You need to keep the receipt.
Wait, what's your megapixels?
I think it's like 30 or something.
I didn't sign up for this. They're supposed to be educating me, not insulting me.
Well, yeah, kind of.
No, not kind of. Ridiculous.
So there you go, the human eye, 576 megapixels.
Look at us.
That is incredible.
As soon as someone figures out how to sell our eyes as cameras,
yeah,
we're in the money.
Or if somebody has a camera that has 577 megapixels, no point, because you won't be able to see it.
Add it to our business proposals.
Oh, yeah, yes, yeah. Exactly.
Haven't had one in a while.
Add that to the file.
Yeah.
I'll put it in a file, in a filing cabinet. People with smartphones unlock their phone around 110 times each day. 110 times? Probably, yeah.
Oh, I don't know, that seems a bit excessive.
Yeah.
Like, bear in mind, that's taking your phone out of your pocket, essentially, yeah. 110 times. That seems fairly high.
Try it, count. Count. See how we get on tomorrow.
I feel like that can't be someone who works and doesn't get to look at their phone every 2 minutes.
Somebody who does some work or do anything. Yeah, you should try that, Cameron. We'll give it a bash. We'll see how it goes. What do you think? Are you a slow eater or a quick eater?
Oh, a quick eater.
Quick eater. Yeah. Well, you should slow down.
Why?
Because your body takes 20 minutes to recognise it's full. Now, I'm a slow eater. I'm that slow that sometimes I have to reheat my dinner.
What?
Yeah, sometimes I'll be halfway through my dinner. I'm that slow that I'll stick it in the microwave and finish it.
What do you be doing?
I don't know, probably talking nonsense or something. But no, I do it. Look, I do.
And focus on eating your dinner.
I take my time.
Take your time. You go slow. That's completely different.
Yeah, but your body recognises the fuller you're getting. So I'm not overeating or anything like that. Do you know what I mean?
You're being ridiculous right
now.
No,
I'm not. No, these are fantastic.
Stop being a child. You should know by how much food you make whether or not you should be full when you eat it.
Moving on.
Yeah, whatever.
The human brain has an estimated storage capacity of around 2.5 petabytes.
I've never even heard of a petabyte.
In total, about 2.5 million gigabytes. Wow. There you go.
I can't remember bloody anything.
I know. Think about that.
Where does it go?
Next time Kira gives out to you over something, you go, but you never remember. Thursday 3 weeks ago when I said, no.
Where does all the memories go?
Let's give you one more.
Okay.
Who invented the word swagger?
Who invented the word swagger?
Yeah. You know?
Cher Lloyd, when she made that song Swagger Jagger, whenever that was.
Shakespeare invented the word swagger.
Ah, no, he didn't.
I kid you not. No, a fantastic fact. These are 100% genuine. Don't question the facts, Cameron.
Go on, elaborate.
Shakespeare invented the word swagger.
You can't elaborate on that?
No, it's just a fantastic fact.
Yeah, but when did he do it?
I don't know, 16-something. I don't know, whenever he was alive, I don't know.
Come on, Peter, educate us. What's this?
I know, I'm not going to go on my phone and Google it, Cameron, like you did it a few minutes ago.
You're just going to read your facts off the screen.
I'm just going to tell you, yes. Shakespeare invented the word swagger. So there you go. You can swagger out of here now.
Unbelievable.
We'll get more news from you at 9.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, you get your swagger back. Get out. Go on. Good luck. Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Midlands 103. Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights.
Get active with Midlands 183. Powered by HearMed Healthcare in the heart of Tullamore. Here when you need us. HearMed.ie.
So the question remains, can anyone run a marathon with only 18 weeks training? We're now up to week 15. Last Sunday at the Mullingar Half Marathon was an absolute buzz. 21 kilometres of great atmosphere, very well organised, a brilliant event from start to finish. But this week, we've to do it all again and add another 7 kilometres to that distance. So, wish us luck. Exercise this week consisted of 40 minutes of cardio, which included 30 minutes cycle, 10 minutes on the cross trainer on Tuesday. Wednesday was a rest day because I was still a little bit sore after the half marathon on Sunday. And Thursday was a nice gentle 6 kilometre run in Tullamore before another rest day on Friday. So what I've started to do on rest days is I've started to take up yoga. 30 minutes stretching. Just following a video on Facebook that's specifically for runners, but I really, really feel the benefit of it.
Here we go. Curl the left toes under if they are not already. We're going to lift the hips up and back, rocking onto the right heel. Big runner stretch here.
So a few days ago, there I was doing my yoga in my sitting room. Went from the cow pose to the downward facing dog, the camel pose, the one-legged pigeon. Yeah, they're actual poses. Feeling good, nice and stretched out. And then you had to do what's known as the happy baby pose.
Happy baby pose. So we reach around, knees go wide. We grab.
So the happy baby pose is where you lie on the ground and you grab the outside of your feet with your hands and you roll around like a baby.
Give yourself a big hug, roll around a little bit.
So there I was, rolling around like a happy baby. I looked up. And all I could see was a delivery man looking in the window of my sitting room. I kid you not, there I was rolling around. And he goes, I have a box, I'll just leave it here at the door. So by the time I could explain, I was actually doing yoga. It's one of the poses you have to do. He was back in the van. So God only knows what the poor man was thinking. But look, lesson learned. Next time, close the curtains when doing yoga. So the time had come, the longest distance we had to run before the big day in 3 weeks.
So this day last week was my longest run ever, 21 kilometres. And we are just approaching 28 kilometres. And we are at 3 hours, 15 minutes on the road. Yep. How are you feeling, Christy?
I found today tough. I struggled a bit mentally to get going at the start, but once settled into it, wasn't too bad, but yeah, look at LOL. You have to take the good days with the bad, don't you? So
we're going to recover tomorrow, get a few runs in during the week, and then a short long run, and then the following week, same as shorter long run, and then a build up to the big one.
But you never thought 20k would be a short long run.
A short long run, honestly.
So we're pushing ourselves to run a marathon in less than 3 weeks' time, and it's all for Barristown Children's Charity. They're an amazing cause, do amazing work for boys and girls all across the Midlands, across the country as well, and they rely very heavily on your support, on your donations. They can't do it without you. And to sweeten the deal a little bit, when you log on to midlands103.com, click on Get Active. That'll take you to our I Donate page. When you donate €10 or more, then we'll put you into a draw to win a fantastic prize, a year's membership with the Unit Gym in Clara, and also you'll be in with a chance to win a signed Manchester United jersey. Best of luck.
Get active with Midlands 183, powered by HereMed Healthcare in the heart of Tullamore. Here when you need us. HereMed.ie.